Hong Kong's government wants everyone to stop listening to this song. It's an anonymously written protest anthem. The current Beijing-appointed leaders of the region say it's seditious and have ordered internet companies to take it down. Now, will they comply? Here's NPR's Emily Fang.
During 2019 demonstrations against Beijing's rule, someone wrote this protest anthem called Glory to Hong Kong. And it's become ubiquitous, even accidentally played as Hong Kong's official anthem at some sports matches. So, earlier this month, Hong Kong's government filed an injunction seeking to prohibit anyone around the world from performing, sharing, or broadcasting this song.
It was truly breathtakingly broad.
Thomas Kellogg is a law professor who specializes in China at Georgetown University.
They truly were seeming to wrap up almost the entire world, and it could target distribution platforms like YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and a number of other American companies.
Of course, enforcement could be difficult. Internet companies like Alphabet, which includes Google, could leave Hong Kong. That's what Google did in mainland China in 2010. It closed down its operations there, and Beijing now blocks all Meta and Alphabet services on the mainland. But
it's a sign of how far the Hong Kong authorities are willing to go to kill just one song.
That's Lockman Sui, a fellow at the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab, an open internet research institute. Already, most versions of Glory to Hong Kong have disappeared from Spotify, and Sui says,
then there's the other sort of unintended or maybe intended, but consequence of the chilling effect of this injunction and sort of the self-censorship that it leads to.
For decades, Hong Kong has enjoyed unfettered internet access, unlike mainland China next door. But if the courts approve the government's request, that could be ending. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei.